This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Leaders from the most advanced democracies are hours away from the start of the G7 summit in Britain, where U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donation will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president said G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of their commitment later today. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the United States to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries, and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April. And Macron said that the country would donate 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get the shots. As always, with details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Two passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19. Cruise ship operator for Royal Caribbean, said Thursday the two guests on the Celebrity Millennium ship tested positive during required end-of-cruise testing. Royal Caribbean said the two passengers who shared a room are asymptomatic, in isolation, and are being monitored. And in other news, Russia authorities have ordered Facebook and messaging app Telegram to pay steep fines for failing to remove banned content. A Moscow court fined Facebook a total of $236,000 and Telegram $139,000. Early this year, Russia's state communication watchdog started slowing down Twitter and threatened it with a ban over alleged failure to take down unlawful content. The crackdown unfolded after authorities criticized social media platforms that have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The U.S. is condemning Nigeria's ongoing ban on Twitter in the country, saying the action has no place in democracies, in a democracy, rather. Last weekend, the U.S. first joined the European Union, Britain, Ireland, and Canada in criticizing the Nigerian action. The Abuja government indefinitely banned Twitter after the U.S. social media company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules. Buhari's tweet referred to the country's civil war four decades ago in a warning about recent unrest, referring to those misbehaving and violence in the southeastern part of the country. Officials there blame the prohibited separatist group IPOB for attacks on police and election offices. Buhari's office denied the Twitter suspension was a response to the removal of that post. And U.S. prosecutors have charged six members of the right-wing 3%ers militia group with conspiring to attack the U.S. Capitol back on January 6, according to an indictment unsealed on Thursday in federal court in Washington. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote, VOA News.